This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 102 for Friday, October 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Friday, seeing some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's rally. Canola up $8 to $13, the November contract up $8.20 at $720.80 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and IDEA's recent losses in canola were overdone contributed to the advances. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also higher, although Chicago soybeans moved lower. Seasonal harvest pressure should be slowing down with most of the canola off the fields across the prairies. The Canadian dollar, it was slightly firmer on the day. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were both lower while wheat was mixed. Soybeans correcting after yesterday's rally, although soy oil remained pointed higher. November beans down 9 cents at $12.80 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at just over a million tons. That topped average trade estimates and marked the largest weekly sales in 38 weeks. The USDA announced additional flash sales of 117,000 tons of soybeans and 100,000 tons of soy meal to unknown destinations this morning. Yesterday, the USDA lowered its average soybean yield estimate for the U.S. to 49.6 bushels per acre. That would be down by half a bushel from September and at the lower end of trade expectations. Corn futures also taking back yesterday's gains, the December contract down 2 cents at $4.93 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales did top expectations, though, with 910,000 tons of business for the current marketing year and an additional 87,000 tons for next year. Average U.S. corn yields were pegged at 173 bushels per acre by the USDA yesterday, down by 0.8 from September. Wheat ending mixed. Chicago soft wheat up 8 cents in the December contract at 579 and 3 quarters, but Minneapolis and Kansas City hard wheats both lower. Minneapolis down a penny in the December contract at 722 per bushel, and Kansas City wheat down 6 cents in December at 669 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales did top trade expectations at 651,000 tons. With flash business of 181,000 tons of wheat to China also reported. While yesterday's upward revision to U.S. wheat ending stocks did weigh on values, the cut to world supplies provided support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.